AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Right? Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Hey, live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, baby Jay. This here is time for Big Facts. And joining the conversation today, representing the 85 South crew, is our partner, Carlos Miller.
Don't What's happening? Cool what's man. Up, brother? Yeah, I clap for my damn self. Make it bigger, you know.
I like to do the check-in before we get to our conversation. Everybody good? Everybody good?
Man, the bitch got a box today. I am Gucci. I got a Ciroc box with a goddamn blender in it and some fruit.
You know you drink a lot of liquor when the liquor company starts sending you shit ain't got nothing to do with liquor. They sent you a blender?
Man, I got a blender. I got
from Ciroc.
Apples and oranges and lemons and shit. I got one of them little things.
They
a whole bunch of fancy
this?
Shit. Yeah. They Shout out to Diddy, Corey Jacobs.
And some shit to mix some drinks with.
Yes.
They know how you get down. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I'm on this bitch. I hope somebody see me and send me something. Send me something, yeah. Nigga don't send me a t-shirt. I want some other shit.
What you say? They don't see that. What's
t-shirt? I got everybody got damn t-shirt. Everybody, I got a bunch of t-shirts.
Yeah, they send
t-shirt.
Them t-shirts.
I want something.
They send them t-shirts.
Yeah,
hoodies too,
nigga.
You ain't got no hoodie?
Come on, man. I got a bunch of hoodies. Nigga. One nigga sent me a hoodie. All the shit was on the back.
What you mean?
Front was plain.
How the hell you gonna promote?
All the graphics on the back. I don't know what the hell, but again, man, you know, everybody gotta do their own thing, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Man, that shit crazy. What we doing, Scream?
What we talking about today?
Okay, well, so
you know, Cashizzy, our videographer, had a cool topic.
Y'all
yell it out in unison, or what? How y'all wanna do it?
No. We gonna like do it. I'm finna read it off because we gonna do just throughout the episode a whole bunch of different topics. So, the topic from Cashizzy at CASHEEZY is how long do you wait for your significant other to get their shit together?
What's getting your shit together?
Yeah, what's getting your shit together?
I personally think that she was talking about getting your shit together, meaning like financially, like stop fucking with other bitches and taking your household.
What's so funny?
Taking your household.
This is, we're treating this shit like school. Carlos, would you like to speak? Ain't nobody finna do all that. We get that shit together.
Ain't nobody finna get that shit together.
You think I'm finna cut my hoes off at times like me? I'm not finna do that. Shit, it get lonely in these streets. Look, the world been shut down for a year. What the fuck you look like trying to cut everybody off? Hell, everybody gone.
So I'm saying, what if the chick you fucking with don't get her shit together.
Shit, it wasn't together when I started fucking with her.
Facts.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta stop changing to fuck with people. If you meet a motherfucker and they got three niggas and you number four, don't try to jump in the number one spot because you don't know what type of pressure is in that number one spot. Stay that's number four shit. Forever.
That's real shit.
Even when she leave the first three, don't never get promoted. You can be number four by your goddamn self. Don't promote me when your other niggas get to acting up and shit. Call stay it. Where the fuck you at. That's what we be fucking up at. Think about it. Everybody that you don't fuck with no more is because you got to know they ass. If shit would have stayed a mystery, you would fuck with them 100 years.
Yeah.
As soon as you get
that's the real shit, dog.
That's real shit.
That's why people say,
yeah.
I want to get to know you. That's the red flag. What the fuck is it? You think I'm acting? You? This is me. I'm not finna goddamn let you in on all the deep dark secrets. You're going to fuck with what you see right here. Yeah. Don't get to know a motherfucker.
So damn. Carlos says, don't get your shit together. But your shit is already together because it's who you is.
Don't get your shit together because your shit not being together is what made them want to fuck with you in the first place.
That's deep. That's strong.
Change and watch what the fuck happened. Don't man, be yourself, man. Fuck that's changing. Deep.
You got a point.
Look at all this shit. It's the same. We all live different lives. So we all go through the same shit.
If you had a close home girl. And she had a nigga.
The type of nigga that's gonna be out here being homeboys with these women. That's the first thing we need to stop doing. Niggas want him pretending they don't want no pussy.
If you,
hey man, take care of my little sister. Daddy, man, you want fuck just as bad as me? Big ass homeboy. Can't stand them niggas. I ain't never been niggas out here want to be best friends with the bitch.
If you had a close homeboy and this woman wants shit, you just.
That's his business. I'd never be the type of nigga to be like, hey, man, you need to quit fucking with her. That chick make that nigga happy.
I got you.
Fuck, you need a better woman. Yeah, fuck, you ain't shit. Who fuck with you? I'm sorry, I fucking
got nah, that's real though.
My bad.
Yeah,
nah, you know that shit hard,
I'm
nigga.
Sorry,
that shit hard.
Right out with the big fact. I'm sorry.
Nah, yeah. That's real though.
That's a perspective.
Nah, that's real though. Huh? Wait,
huh?
I said, what if she fucking with him based off his potential though?
Man, what potential?
You might like, well play the scratch off
him,
then.
Like, what if you look at him and like, yo, I could see him being. Like something dope.
That shit.
But how you gonna see for me what you want to see for you?
Telling her like his dreams and aspirations, and she like, damn, I can see that shit. But when do she stop? Like, I guess the question is, when does she be like, all right, trying to chase after the shit you?
No. I'm gonna answer that.
Like you saying, like if you was a rapper and she believing like, in that dream and that shit ain't working, when do you?
Then soon.
It ain't even got to be a rapper.
Yeah,
it could be like a street nigga that's trying to like. Do better, like get his credit straight or start a business or you know what I'm saying, some shit like that. Like you're saying, like how long do you wait before you're like, okay, like this ain't on. I get what you're saying. So
that's
look,
what I'm
so
saying, though. Like the moment you gotta ask that question, that's when you need to get the fuck out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you gotta stop and say, man, what the fuck am I doing? That's the time to leave.
Yeah.
Shit, when you get the second guess and some shit like. Everybody in this room done chased a dream before, and like you had moments of doubt, but you ain't never just stopped and been like, what the fuck am I doing? Mm. Shit, when you questioning some shit, it's time to go.
Mm.
We've been hanging on the shit way too long.
Straight up.
Like a lot of men don't never get the luxury of being able to break up with a motherfucker because we got to fuck with you till you don't like us no more. Think about it. You ever try to leave a woman? She ain't leaving till she get ready to leave you. You can't just be like, is this over? That's what I'll be asking now. Hey, when I'm through fucking with you, is you gonna leave? That's one. That's important to me. Like if I say we through fucking with each other, I don't want to talk. I'm through. Then leave. Show me how to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
Life too short, man.
That's men. You gonna put that on women? That's men.
But the moment a woman want to leave you, guess what? She got the support from the community. You deserve better.
But see, niggas don't leave you alone. You can tell a nigga today, like, just leave me alone or stop fucking with me or whatever. The nigga will not leave you alone. Period. Like,
y'all know who these niggas y'all talking about.
Man,
cut me off. I'll act like we never met. You gotta be
you ain't most niggas
and everything. Who? What's her name? Oh wait, what's up? Nice to meet you. Imagine
them. Yeah, shit.
Which niggas mean? Y'all like? I don't know how all y'all be so selective and still select the wrong motherfucker.
Wow.
That's
You picked every nigga that fucked you over. So.
You be fucking with the Kevin Samuels nigga.
Man, that nigga hilarious to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he got a bunch of hoes somewhere.
Man. I mean, he pretty much say he do.
That nigga is doing intellectual pimping. Mm. That nigga is doing the same shit a pimp do with better words. Shit.
Yeah. Who y'all talking about?
Kevin Samuels.
The nigga, the old nigga with the glasses that be like
that
telling the women
ain't
old. And shit.
Shout out to that nigga, man. High value. Call the nigga old.
High, a man of high value or something. You call it something?
Man, you got to.
How you gonna call the man old like that, Jay?
He like, he's not your young nigga.
He ain't.
That nigga's a grown man.
Like he's like in his 40s, 50s.
Yeah, he just got grown.
Well, he's a seasoned man.
Seasoned.
He a daddy at this point.
What? I would never call a nigga that. That's your opinion, my lady. I'm not here to tell you not to have that. But
so what do you do?
He just be on that pimping, kick flavor. Speaking that good college pimping to them women.
I don't even know if it's pimping.
It is, because it's the truth.
That's the truth is pimping. Got you.
Shit.
Big facts.
Yeah, they know exactly what they getting. He don't tell them to call. They call and ask him. Yeah. That's some pimp shit.
Yeah.
You gonna call somebody so they can.
What's one of his famous
shit?
Quotes, Kodak? What do you say when you 35 is over with or some shit? What do you say?
You washed up.
He said that women, by the time a woman get 35, she washed up.
Washed up how?
Washed up like ain't nobody gonna want the woman.
Who the fuck is nobody?
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
I'm just telling you what he said. See, I want to make sure I'm saying the right thing.
He's saying like if she 35, she over with. If she ain't already locked in with something.
Yeah.
35 with kids.
He said especially with kids.
35 with kid.
Yeah.
That's cap.
With a baby daddy, ain't nobody
want
you.
Hey, man.
It's so many. I'm going to keep it 100. It's
too many niggas for y'all to say that.
I'm going to say. You know, it's
too many niggas. It might not be the nigga you got a crush on, but it's
no. Here's the spin. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They want the one with the money.
Yeah, it's too many. It's too many.
No kids.
It's too many, man. It's too many to one player, man.
It is.
It is fucked up, though, bro. That is. That's some deep shit.
He be kicking it.
He said what?
Come to Big Facts, Kevin. He be kicking it.
No matter what you look like as a man, once you get your money right, it's a whole new world. You add money to any nigga, he don't like what he used to like. No more.
Facts.
Ain't nobody about to blow up and keep fucking with the same chick. It ain't never happened in the history of niggas ever. You give a nigga some money, he gonna figure out how to get some better women.
For real,
that's easy.
This shit fucked up, though.
I'm telling you, it's the game.
Like he's saying, like. What is he saying? Like, let's get into that right now.
No, he's saying that once you... I want Kodak to say it. Grab the mic, Kodak.
We talked about it. I'm going to tell you what he's saying. We talked about this before in a previous episode. Once you... instead of just saying once you get money, once you acquire a higher level of living, you are exposed to a higher level of things.
That's not what he's saying, though. He's saying specifically.
That is what he's saying.
I'm talking about Kevin Samuels. He says high value men.
I'm talking about Kevin Samuels.
Oh, he's talking about all niggas.
Yeah, women want high value men.
The seasoned
nigga.
The seasoned
nigga.
As you said.
The veteran seasoned nigga.
That's a nice way of saying a simp. They want a nigga that's going to do everything in the world for them, and it's just not going to happen.
Nah, but all the women in the world are looking for the same 5% of the top niggas.
Niggas is not available no more.
Exactly. That's exactly what he's saying.
First of all, women be out here creating super niggas in their mind. They don't even be looking at the niggas right in front of them. That's the difference between men and women. We see who here.
Right.
Women down here think it's a unicorn nigga with long dick and a lot of money and a weekend house, and this nigga write poetry and can draw and he a thug and he can fight and lift weights and don't eat pork. Bitch, is you crazy? You gonna meet this nigga with a lace front on? Okay, alright, I'm tripping though.
What they saying,
man? Man, that nigga, they want that nigga have everything. 4 cars, 2 houses, 1 in Buckhead, 1 in downtown Atlanta.
I think that's what he's getting at too. Like the woman at a certain age, they might be.
Your age ain't got shit to do with it. It's your living situation. Mm. Ain't nobody about to come raise that other nigga kid. Them kids big as a motherfucker. Man, you ever met a bitch go over there? She got 2 sons. These niggas 6'3", 6'1". Walking around eating noodles and shit all day. How old is he? He ain't but 13. That nigga is a fucking prospect at this. He don't play no ball in that. He just play the game. You're doing a terrible job. That nigga is a linebacker. I bet him, you get to arguing with their mama, these big ass niggas jump the fuck at you.
That's the truth. He's speaking the truth.
They think y'all in there fighting. Y'all talking about the game. Hey, don't talk to my mama and shit like that. Hey, you can't whoop these young niggas, man.
The other shit he was saying is that that if you, what do you say about the career women? The women that chase their career and basically
said, stop fucking broke women. I'm sorry to cut you. I've seen the episode, though. I'm sorry. You got to stop sticking your dick in everything, man.
Mm. Oh, he be talking to dudes,
he
too?
He told the girl that. He said, how tall are you? She said, I'm about 5'3". He said, how much you weigh? She said, 220. He said, see, you the same size as Emmitt Smith. And you out here talking about me and that shit, big as a planet. She hung up. He said, actually, he came back the next week. He said, actually, you're bigger than Emmitt Smith. He wasn't but 212.
Oh, good one.
He be saying some shit, man, that don't nobody want to hear. Man. I just don't want nobody to think that that's the end of, you know, like that's the final say. So
there's always hope.
Let nobody tell you shit, man. Yeah. Niggas like all kind of women.
Yeah.
You ain't got to be high value. It's a nigga somewhere that like women with 4-5 kids.
I don't want no kind of nigga, though.
They shit.
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying.
I don't want them kind of nigga, though.
Hey, man.
That's what I'm saying. They delusional.
Yeah.
The women that think they gonna pull these niggas is delusional.
Nigga, I'm delusional. You know the type of women I be pulling in my mind? Don't ever tell me what I'm doing. Everybody got delusion, and that's not bad to have. That's you gotta aspire for some shit.
And most delusions are delusions of grandeur.
Yeah.
Yes.
Delude down.
Everybody in their mind think they finer than they are. Can't tell me I ain't the shit. Well, I'ma leave.
I'm here.
Shit, I'm the shit in my mind too. Shit. We all pick it.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so look, we got another topic, right? Hold on.
Big shout out to Carlos kicking it with his conversation on Big Facts.
Hey, man, I can't some big facts. Y'all been blowing up over here. Y'all been taking the streets by storm, that shit.
Fucking with it.
Yeah, y'all niggas done went. Y'all ain't even the streets no more. Y'all done went corporate on these niggas. Y'all be all number one in top fives and shit.
Hey, we trying to do 85, though, man.
When?
We coming to the trap.
Shit, we
waiting on our invite. We a little bougie. Waiting on our invite.
Man, y'all got enough room for everybody. We'll just come do this shit up here. Pull up.
Say the word.
Y'all want to come to the trap room?
We want to come to the trap.
Yeah, we can't wait.
Okay.
Man, this shit going crazy.
Okay, so look, the next topic is... What? Y'all ready for this one?
Just break it down.
Tell us about the niggas you had to wait on. I feel like you got personal experience.
We should.
Can you? Have we you should, ever had to wait a nigga out? When did you decide to leave that nigga who was chasing them dreams?
Oh
damn!
The mic right
there. So passionate a minute ago. Now you don't know nothing.
Jay, that shy never had to wait. And Jay never had to wait.
That was taking too long.
So look. So here's the thing, right? So I. Okay, so I've had, like, not necessarily, like, niggas, but I've had homeboys and shit and people that were...
They don't count. I'm talking about niggas who was hitting that and y'all was together and you was like, it's taking too long, my boy.
That was so the topic. I had a situation like that, but, like, I don't know if this is going to make sense, but I'm a Cancer.
Okay. Here you go with the bullshit.
My birthday
in June, first of all. Here you go.
No, I'm a Cancer, so like I'm a natural nurturer, and I'm when I get attached to people, I can cut them off, but not completely. That's hard for me. And I'm just being honest.
So basically what you're getting at is that when you mess with a nigga, even when you through messing with him, you still nurture him. So all your old niggas is still in your circle of love. That's what I picked up.
Okay, to a certain extent.
That's what she put down.
Yeah, because she was saying once she fucking with a nigga, even when she threw fucking with a nigga, she still kind of take care of the nigga a little bit, let him sleep through the end, keep shit on the good. That's what I picked up.
No.
You like me in a sense. Like, once I get him, I'm...
But I only have, like,
it don't matter how many. You see how you're trying to keep the number down? It ain't a lot of niggas. I got a top three and a two. Jay, you got them hoes. We get it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. You done avoided this question for five minutes.
But seriously, like, just with people in general, like, even if I cut you off and I don't fuck with you no more, I'm still, like... Not invested, but I'm still kind of sort of concerned about your well-being. It may not be the right thing.
Why though?
But let me say.
What if they did you all the way wrong?
Oh yeah, if you did.
We
ain't
saying nothing about doing it wrong. We just said a nigga ain't get his shit together.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody like that. Yeah. Like,
okay.
If I cut you off and like I gotta stop.
Because I couldn't grow with you. I couldn't grow with you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna like. It's not fuck you, but it's like okay, you know, like I'm. Done with this situation for right now.
For right now.
See, okay.
What about
for me, when I was in college, I was dating somebody and everything was really good, but I just felt like the person with me, we wasn't growing. Like, I just felt like the person.
Mean?
Like, honestly, I just felt like the person loved me too much. Like, that may sound crazy.
What you mean, loved you too much?
I just felt like at the time, I was young too, but I just felt like everything that I did, that person had to do. Like, instead of going and do stuff on their own, it was just, like, follow after shy, whatever I was doing.
Oh, the so nigga was me, clingy.
Like, for me, yeah. So, for me, it was just...
So, the nigga was doing what they
so
said.
So, basically, the nigga didn't have his own life.
Right.
Yeah, and I just felt like the person...
So, did this nigga have money and a job or anything else going on, or was he, like, living off of you?
No, the person had their own stuff going, but I just felt like I wasn't growing.
But if they had they no, listen, and I swear to God, I'm not trying to cut you off. Mm-hmm. But if a nigga got his own shit going on, how did he have time to cling on to you?
That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, for me, it was more like, okay, we were in college together. The person was, instead of going to a college close to them, they went to the college with me. It was just a lot. Like, I felt like I couldn't grow. I felt like I couldn't learn.
Nigga followed you to college?
Yeah, I felt
hey,
like
my
I
my nigga, don't ever, fall, always don't ever fall in love, my nigga. You see the type of result
I'm
that happened.
That was for me. It was too much for me. And I was young, so it was different.
So basically you saying that the nigga was trying to smother you.
Yeah, I couldn't agree.
But they had their shit together. That ain't the...
She's shifting the conversation, but... Yeah. But what led that man to do that? What was you doing in the beginning?
Okay, let's say
that's what you asked for.
Listen, were you like sucking them every night or like
what? Nah, not even that, bro. When you meet a bitch, right?
Let's just say this because y'all keep saying a nigga. It wasn't a nigga. I was dating a woman at the time. Let's say that.
You ain't even in the conversation.
Oh, God. And the plot turns. What's the next topic? Upside down.
Scream.
Like.
That shit don't count. Ain't no meat on that sandwich. Yeah.
Ain't no meat on this sandwich.
That nigga said ain't no meat on the sandwich.
That girl was going to that school anyway. Y'all just started fucking around in the dorm on accident. And now you act like the bitch was following you. She just won't leave me alone. That girl trying to get her degree.
Wow.
Let's get it, man.
Wow.
Can't ask y'all
okay,
shit.
Okay, so yeah, so let's
Jay
get to
love
the...
everybody, and you sneaking coochie over there. Give me something else to talk about.
But listen, seriously. So the next thing, right?
Y'all some else over this.
Is... Okay, hold on. Triple. Are you... Ready for this one? Are you ready?
We're listening.
Are you single until you're married?
No.
What does that mean, bro? I don't know.
Are you single until you're married?
You single when you married. Hell, you're married.
Define single, define married. I mean, I don't.
What does that mean?
What the hell? Who they sending that shit to?
The
DM for the big facts.
Single, define single, define married.
Hey, man.
Okay, from words.
Really more so define single.
A technical definition of single is
not committed
when you're not connected or committed to anybody.
See, that shit get all crazy personally. Because you're saying that. So single, if you have a boyfriend, you single.
If the right nigga come along, she leave.
If you have a boyfriend, are you single?
If I
it's a yes or no now.
If I have a boyfriend, yes, am a boyfriend. I single?
Yes.
No. Let me ask you a question, Jay.
See, because you know the next term. Let me just throw this term out while I got it. Ain't no ring on my finger. So that's what come out next. And
check this out.
If we've agreed that we're going to do this shit together for however long or for whatever, like, bitch, don't play with me, period.
Okay, so you locked in. You got a boyfriend. You're not single. I say what you're going to say, Carlos.
So if you have a boyfriend and you run into the better nigga, you're not leaving?
But if I have a boyfriend, I'm not even going to know that this nigga's a better nigga because I'm locked in with my nigga.
You can clearly see it. He's right there. This the nigga you been looking for. I'm talking about that nigga y'all be describing. That nigga standing right there. He ain't even saying shit. You just know that's the nigga right there.
Yeah.
If you saw him, you can. What you said, y'all can tell. Now you look at, that's the one I was in my mind. That's that nigga. If you seen
y'all
him,
did just say
to,
that.
He y'all would just did, walk by and hey, what's up, that. Jade? And you like, that's the one. You going to go get with that nigga because it don't matter if you single. Yeah, you are. Because you already said this nigga taking too long to get his shit together. That nigga
this
shit
ain't
together.
The same nigga that's taking too long. That was another nigga, another nigga from another conversation. Like, this is a whole nother nigga, bro. Like, but not like real shit. If I'm locked in with a nigga or whatever, I'm locked in with that nigga. I don't even see nothing else.
This is what they all say.
It's a nigga who you cheated on watching this show like, that girl lying like a motherfucker. Ask about Marcus.
Nah, but for real, I'm all like when I fuck with somebody, I'm all in. Like I don't cheat. I don't do none of that shit. Like for real.
That's good, Jake.
That's rare.
Does that answer the question? Single? So are you single till you're married?
Hey, you
no. So once you're locked in, you're locked in. You don't have to be married, but when you're locked in, Jay says you're locked in.
Sure.
I agree. That's the shit I be on.
Think how many times
you done fuck with people you never even asked if they were single.
Mm. In younger days.
Shit. In life.
Yeah.
Or didn't care.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you see them off, you don't give a fuck what they got going on.
This is the society complication.
Ask me whatever you want to ask me.
No, this is society complication. You locked in with your nigga.
Right.
But you got to go fill out the little forms that says, are you single or you're married? I think that's where the conversation kind of comes.
I think it depends on the situation.
So if you with your nigga and you locked in, but y'all got into it earlier, and that perfect nigga just standing over there.
But how I'm gonna know this the perfect nigga?
Hey, that's up to you to decide.
Earlier, y'all was talking about envisioning and visioning forward and visioning better and all that shit.
I feel like you're not gonna know if a nigga is the perfect nigga until after y'all done been through some shit.
I think it come down to Carlos is loyal. I think Jade is loyal.
Yeah, I'm huge. You know what I'm saying? Loyalty. Like,
now there's women out there now that don't give no fucks. They don't give a fuck. They're getting on the best.
Yeah. Most on. Yeah,
I know.
I'm watching this shit. Like, I'm watching y'all.
That's a pretty good podcast. I'm just here watching y'all.
I don't know everything. I just know that.
Make a lot of sense.
A lot of this shit just be situational, man.
Everything.
Yeah.
Right motherfucker come here and ask you the right question. You ain't gonna think about that motherfucker you really don't like that much that you fucking with because you loyal.
How should the person on the receiving end feel about that?
I'm loyal too, but I ain't stupid.
How should the person on the receiving end feel about that?
God. They should be happy if they ain't no haters. I'm leaving you to go fuck with somebody better. Mm. Ain't that what you was here for? You supposed to be here to make
Who
sure.
Who said
I'm
that
happy.
When they came?
I'm
Somebody
saying.
Somebody said that they turned that sometimes you fuck with people so
Tusi
that they can make you better for the next nigga or the next bitch.
Yeah, that's what Tusi said.
You supposed to, if you really like care about a motherfucker, you supposed to want to see him happy, even if it ain't with you.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes you're not really, like a lot of this shit ain't long term. You supposed to fuck with some people and then y'all learn from each other and become friends or whatever the fuck. This the thing about the world right now, right? We got these phones and the internet and shit. We coming in contact with people we should have never been fucking talking to in the first place. Mm. Without all this technology and shit, some of these motherfuckers would have never came in our realm of possibility. Mm. So we done fucked with a few of the wrong people just off accident, just by a glitch in the fucking matrix.
That shit.
Facts.
Now that's one of my conspiracy theories, though, bro. Think how many motherfuckers we done seen that we was never supposed to even know existed. And now we out here trying to compare this shit to where we at, thinking that there's some more of them out there. And it's like, that ain't no bunch of motherfuckers. Like, the world ain't your explore page. They show the one fine ass chick in every city. And you think that's what the world, man, come on.
So where does loyalty play in all that?
Hey, man, you be loyal to your damn self. Because these motherfuckers going to leave when they get ready, so.
I disagree. I don't agree with that.
I think that's a loyal mindset.
No, but I'm asking you.
Some people need to be married.
But do you, for yourself, believe in marriage?
I told you, yeah. You want to change my answer?
No, I mean, like.
I do believe in it, but I don't think everybody's supposed to be married. Some motherfuckers are only capable of doing half of this shit by themselves, and they need another half. Some motherfuckers don't need nothing or nobody.
So would you get married?
Yeah, I just told you when the right motherfucker walk in there, I'll be like, that's the one.
Okay, so if you got married, like if you was about to propose to her and at the end she like, when you get out on your knees to propose and she like, damn, that's the one over there.
See, that ain't even the type of woman I want to marry. The woman I'm trying to marry, she's going to be like, boy, get your lame ass up. That ain't even how she want me to propose. I got dreams too.
Yeah, but I feel
like shit like that. I already know it in my mind.
But I feel like when you speaking on like relationships and shit, loyalty plays like a really huge major part in the entire situation. Just like with me, and I think we talked about this before. I would rather have loyalty as opposed to having love, because love is a temporary emotion that can easily go back and forth and switch to hate, which would allow you to be able to do something to me. But if you're loyal to me, that means that even when you're upset with me, even when we're angry, even when we're going through something or whatever, you're still loyal to the fact of we have something going on, so you're not gonna do anything that would be detrimental to me.
If that was the case, you only have one boyfriend ever in your life.
But these niggas ain't loyal, so.
Oh, really? See?
I mean, some niggas are not loyal.
See?
So you gotta, you know.
So we talk about jumping into a situation with the mindset, though, because like you saying, be loyal to yourself. But with that mindset, does that limit you from giving the other person your all?
Yeah, because you don't supposed to be out here giving nobody your fucking all anyway.
Not supposed to be giving Facts. Somebody.
But you don't been hurt before.
No, I've been grown a long time. Nigga, I done tried this shit every way. The right way, the wrong way. Don't none of this shit work. It's not that it don't work. It just depends on the motherfucker. You can't sit here and have all these preconceived notions and all this shit, man, and try to
you go in the strip club and grab the motherfucker and be like, okay, now you got to stop doing this so we can be this. Like, no, nigga, you know what the fuck you dealing with.
Oh, really?
She, hey, man, she might just like to get naked sometimes. But you can't change that about her. That's what made you want her. Mm-hmm. That's the shit that I'm saying.
Oh, nah, yeah, nah, for sure. Nah, yeah. Nah, that's
what
for sure.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, why when you start changing shit, that's when you start losing, man.
Yeah, nah, real shit.
So that's all I'm saying is, like, you can't be out here giving a motherfucker your all because you might give somebody your all. What if you meet a motherfucker, she don't want your all? She won't hate it. You doing too much. That's the term. You doing too much. What are you doing? I'm giving you my all. I didn't ask for all of this.
Wow.
You can be the perfect motherfucker for the wrong person.
That is so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be the right package and get delivered to the wrong address.
Exactly.
Okay,
ain't shit wrong with you. You just not with the right motherfuckers who's gonna appreciate your fullness.
That's real shit right there.
Damn.
That's the realest shit.
It ain't got shit to do with being hurt. It's just that, shit, you go through a few relationships, you're like, I wasn't shit in the last one, and then I'll be better in the next one. And then you're like, well, I got the same shit. I could just be kind of in the middle in the next one. Like, that shit ain't work either. Well, I'm just be a dog-ass nigga, fuck all these hoes. And then everybody falling in love. You're like, why I stop fucking these hoes like that? Because they falling in love. And then you're like, look, I'm about to do the relationship. But really, in your heart, you really good at fucking these hoes and just being a player. You're never going to be happy. If you can't find a motherfucker who happy with your hoish ways and who know you gonna fuck off and come back and be loyal. But you still who you are.
You don't think people can change though? Right, not get
why
changed.
Why would you want to change? Saying,
people change.
Yeah, why would you want to do something?
I understand what
you're saying,
but in general, people can change.
Bruh.
People will change.
People will. Look at this room. You DJ Scream.
Yeah.
You are a brand. Right. You're able to do multiple things, but you're not trying to change DJ Scream.
True. True indeed.
You've been successful as yourself.
Right. Be yourself.
Fuck who don't like it at this point.
Be yourself. I got you.
Exactly. You're not out here trying to, man, these new niggas want to hear some. They ain't know I can really. The niggas who need to know already know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm, you Big Bang Black, nigga. You done did 12 goddamn things successfully. You a ghetto legend. You done did everything, but went to the NBA, nigga. And we still might look up and see this nigga sitting at the end of the bench. Just because he bank, he could do shit like that.
Facts.
Why the fuck would you change at this point? I could see if the nigga was out here still trying to figure it out. Mm. But you done been to the top.
Yeah.
Mm. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just grown at this point.
And man, that makes sense what you're saying.
The bullshit, man. You
so what? So you saying, like, nigga, I'm good at fucking with E-Hop. What you said?
Bruh, be yourself. You'll never be happy. If you ain't doing what's in your heart, my nigga, if you a hoe-ass nigga and you need 3-4 bitches to be happy, don't waste that lady time trying to fake like you a good man. Just tell her. If she leave, you don't need her. Do you understand that there are women who want to sit at the
say
house and
shit.
Be like, shit, I'm just tired of paying bills. As long as that nigga pay them
say
bills
and
don't
time.
Bring no kids home, he can go fuck to his dick fall off. Just take care of home. And then some women like, you looked at the bitch. You like the picture. I stab you. Yeah. You got to find your happy medium.
Yeah.
And if you a lady who know that you ain't trying to be faithful to one nigga, don't be making these niggas think that they your boyfriend. Because if a nigga fall in love and get wrapped up in the pussy and he see you with another nigga, his first thought is going to be to kill the next nigga because he think you in trouble.
Facts.
You in danger.
Oh, you in danger. Man, get the hell out of here.
He took that pussy from my girl. He made her sit there and eat that food. I got to kill this nigga. That's how them weak niggas think.
Mm.
You putting people in danger when you do shit like
facts.
That.
Oh, he kidnapped the bitch.
Oh, yeah. That's what these weak, crazy niggas be thinking. If the motherfucker follow you all around college and shit, what you think going to happen if he go through your phone and see 3-4 dicks? Ain't gonna punch everybody in that goddamn room. Roommate and all. Bitch ain't had nothing to do with it. You should have told me, bitch. These niggas is crazy.
Yeah, facts.
Okay. I'll come back when y'all do the episode about fucking with the wrong people because I done did a lot of that.
What you mean?
Nigga, I done, man.
This it. Shit, what you mean?
Crazy as hell out here, bro.
What they do, bro?
What the hell they done
did?
Oh, the crazy the shit crazy, now? The new crazy. Trick?
Yes.
Oh, about it. When they been trying to finesse. And get naked and sell you the pussy right before you get it. Like, yeah, shit got quiet.
You said, talking about like on Instagram?
No, like in real life. Like you about to get the pussy and they like, what's, you need my cash app? Like, you could just put your clothes back on.
Why y'all like the, like, laying down?
Involuntary prostitution. Before you
stick it in, yeah. Involuntary. What it is?
Involuntary prostitution.
So she tell you to give her, like, bruh. Did she give you a price?
No, yeah.
What she asked for?
Yeah.
How much she want?
No, it ain't. That's the thing about it. That's,
it didn't even get that far.
Don't let it get that far.
It didn't even get that far.
That's when the, I was like, "What the cameras at? It's a setup." There's nothing wrong with, you know, prostitution, but you got to make sure that the person
that's established right. Prior to the prostitution.
Right, because I was offended.
He said, "Ain't nothing wrong with prostitution."
Ain't nothing wrong with prostitution. It's, they need to legalize medical prostitution.
Medical prostitution.
Yeah, just cure depression and shit. I feel like prostitution should be legal.
It's legal it's legal in Vegas, right?
No, it needs to be legal in the world.
So then you'll tax it. So that's like taxing.
No, you can't tax it. You got that'll make more income for women. That would bridge the wealth equality. Because you can't tax her body. That's a business. She owns the building. So it's actually a tax deduction.
Man, this nigga said.
This nigga crazy.
Like a non-profit.
It's definitely a non-profit organization. Or
like a church.
Like donations.
Y'all crazy.
Yeah. Donations.
Nah, but when she fucks somebody that she want to fuck, she can write that off as a donation too. So that way, you don't have to worry about what a man does for you. Because you could just file your taxes and write off how much pussy you gave away. I can't and take so. It.
Keep a track of that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
So you gotta have a back blog.
Yeah, because look at OnlyFans, bro.
You gotta keep your books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and it shouldn't be hard to keep up with. Long as you have a period every month, that should be proof that you was out here and you was handling your business.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
You should be able to write all that shit up.
Hey, Carlos Miller for mayor, man, Atlanta. Man.
I'm just saying, I don't know everything.
Move over, Keisha.
A lot of shit. Y'all ask me. I'm just saying, prostitution should be legal, bro. Look how much shit.
What else
women
you think?
Be in these crunches and shit. You should be able to sell some pussy real quick without being judged. Like, God damn, that alternator $300 something. Man, you just say I need 4 times. Nigga been texting me 4 months. Good morning. I bet he'll come on. I bet he'll cash out for us.
What else you think should be legal, bro? What else should be legal?
I don't know.
Weed, for sure.
Well, shit, that's I feel it. Weed probably hit better illegal. I think that's the part that gets you high. Like, it'd be just like cigarettes if it were legal.
The thrill of doing something illegal.
Weed smoking might move on to something. It ain't the same.
You said if you could go to the gas station and get you a pre-roll or some shit, it wouldn't be the same.
I wouldn't buy it.
Nah.
Cause nigga gonna be like, bro, don't smoke that gas station weed. You seen what happened when nigga smoked that gas station weed. Somebody got their face ate off. You know that shit?
Yeah, Florida.
Hey, yeah. Nah,
definitely.
Niggas is,
I wouldn't. Cause you know, a lot of minorities, I don't know what minority, but a lot of minorities run the gas station and they gonna pinch too much. But it's a 35. It's a 35. I said all day. 35.
Oh, y'all saying what? Put the weed back in the
like
gas?
If it was in the gas.
Like if it was legal and they saw you at a gas station, right there, it ain't gonna scale. Be the same quality.
It's showing it's a 2.7. Buddy, it's 3.5. I know this shit.
Dispensaries is gonna be here with like liquor stores.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we gonna get there.
I don't know. Have you been in the dispensary? That shit real uncomfortable, man.
Why you say that?
Because they be like, put your phone up, and then it's the nigga with the AR-15 at the door and shit. I don't know, man. They take your license and keep it till you leave and shit. I don't know.
You like the good old trapping. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, man, drop that shit off.
I'm outside, yeah.
Yeah. What else? What were we saying? So cannabis, prostitution, what else should be legal?
I think you should be able to hit a motherfucker back if they hit you.
That's legal, ain't it?
Uh-huh. You should be what now?
Nah, I mean, if a motherfucker hit you, you ought to be able to hit him back, no matter who it is.
Oh, you saying?
Whoever hit you, you should be able
ain't
to
that self-defense?
Back. Yeah, ain't no self-defense no more.
Nah, he said that regardless of who you are.
Yeah, like put your motherfucker.
Oh.
I ain't say that. See that? Well, I ain't said nothing.
You said regardless of who it is.
Regardless of who it is. That's not the example that I was talking about.
Oh, so if I hit you, you should be able to hit me back?
I'm just saying. You shouldn't be hitting on nobody. We all grown enough to understand that. So if somebody hits you, you should be able to hit their ass back.
Should be able to.
They should. You should be able to.
If generally, if a woman hit a man,
I'm not talking about no fucking women.
This is general.
I don't think you should be able to hit women.
Okay.
But should you be able to hit her back?
No, you should be able to grab them and hold them or something till the police get there. Because a woman can whoop your ass and you can't do shit. But come up with a move and try to run through the bitch legs or something. Jump over the couch. It ain't nothing a nigga can do. Jump off the balcony or run away. I don't know.
But if you out at a club and get into it with a nigga, jump off the balcony and run away. Right.
Fuck that example. Okay, don't hit these women, first and foremost.
Yeah, for sure.
This is enough. Too much shit going on with that. Right. But I'm saying, we men, right? We'll just leave the women out of this. Mm-hmm. If a man put his fucking hands on you, no matter where he work at, you should be able to hit that motherfucker.
You can't.
Talk to the police.
Oh, it's a
y'all slow as fuck. Put that weed down, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Motherfucker put their hands on you, you should be able to hit their ass back.
Yeah.
Right.
What about the motherfucker putting pistols out? You need to put, supposed to be able to put his scrap out too, huh?
Exactly. It's even the skull up. Even the skull up. If you're going to come in here and you're going to call me a bitch, I'm going to call you a bitch. Get the fuck out the car. Get the fuck out of my face. You should be able to handle the motherfuckers the same way they handle you.
Yeah.
That might not end good, though.
That might not end good.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying it's ending bad now.
But
yeah, that shit ending bad. Now I'm on the fence with that, but I'm going to stay out of it. But
No, don't stay out of it. Because they're going to put you in it whether you want to be in it or not.
I'm right, man. My windows don't even roll down in my car anyway.
You goddamn right.
I ain't got nothing to talk to you folks about. I'm going to keep riding slow to the opening to put in a church and let the church people come out. Everybody come out and see this.
They got fixed. They at least got a. I think you should at least be able to ask for a black police officer. Now, you should. They should make that a law.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can sit there and wait on the dope dog. I sit here and wait till some black officers get here to handle me.
To some people. We just need some witnesses.
Fuck
man.
Them witnesses. Send some black folks over here. Send Miss Kim, the one who be doing the paperwork down there.
It's some crazy black cops too, though.
I don't give no
fuck. He's saying send the right black motherfucker.
I don't know.
Send somebody with some sense.
I'm fucking right. He can come in here and do his police work, but he ain't going to do me like they going to do me.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. At least I'd go to court and I could drive off and call him a bitch, but I ain't finna be laid out here trying to explain to my mom know what happened.
On some real shit though, just in that situation, since we're talking about it, do you think that shit is ever really gonna change?
No, nigga, it's about to get worse. That's what I'm telling you. It's by the time that shit changed, nigga, everybody gonna be shot up.
Mm. What you mean?
Nigga, it's too slow. It's too late. It's too slow. It ain't too late, but it's taking too long. Look how fast them Asian people got their shit changed. It been 3 weeks. Nigga, this shit been going on 178 years at this point.
Mm.
Yeah.
Even tell me they can come right in that bitch and get that shit done in 3 weeks.
What they do?
Nigga, they made a whole law for them.
Huh?
Anti-Asian hate bill.
What it consists of?
Like when all the Asian people got killed.
Basically,
that
if you fuck with them, you got a felony off top.
And you going like who? You going
police?
down. Yeah,
police
like a shooter or anybody.
Anybody
you
touch an
Asian, you got a
anybody that's not Asian hit an Asian person, they getting a felony. That's the shit I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Got you.
You put your motherfucking hands on me, that shit should be against the law.
Mm.
Not doing your motherfucking
and
talk.
For clarity, there is no anti-black hate
and,
law.
It's, hey, it, all the clarity. Anti-black laws work in their favor.
Mm.
Mm.
Nah, you're right. I'll be trying not to watch that shit because it makes my head hurt.
You don't have to. They'll bring it straight to you in 4K. They'll be right outside your motherfucking house.
Mm.
Doing a nigga dirty.
Mm. So the answer to that question is no, you don't think it's going to change.
It's not.
Shit, what do we do?
You don't know?
I'm asking.
You know. You know what the fuck needs to happen.
It's time for a revolution.
It ain't even that shit. The revolution started in the 60s. We ain't doing our fucking part.
What's our part?
Man, we can sit here and make anything in the world go viral at any moment as we want to, as the black culture. We can make the hottest dance. We can make the coldest clothes just by saying that we fuck with it. You think this shit won't work if we telling them what we not fucking with?
Mm.
We playing, bro. Niggas still wearing Gucci around this motherfucker. Like, we don't have no principles. And, man, we ain't never made no one decision that we all stood on.
But isn't that the same initiative that,
look
like...
Hold up. We'll think about this. We can sit here and talk all the positive change in the world that we want to and the whole community be ready. Mm-hmm. The media are going to find the two niggas that disagree with this shit to discredit everything that we just said.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck got to happen before we as a community stand up and say, this shit is wrong. These motherfuckers snatching grandmas out the car, shooting kids up. Who they got to shoot for us to be like, that shit is fucking wrong? How much more of this shit you got to see? You got to really see the bullets in a motherfucker with their brains hanging out before we say, this is too much. Mm. It ain't got graphic enough yet. These niggas laugh at the shit that happened to us. They make TV shows and movies about this shit.
Yeah.
And then, you get what I'm saying? They tell our stories from their perspective. No matter what the fuck happened, they always gonna tell you what the nigga did first. Black man shot 33 times. What'd he do? Oh, well, you know, he had got arrested in 2017 for some domestic violence shit. That girl had whooped his ass. They ain't gonna tell you the shit that really happened. He put his hands on somebody. He was a violent criminal. What the fuck you shoot him for, though? We told him to lay down and he wouldn't do it. Okay, so that's justifiable. Yeah, ain't no charges being filed. You know, the officers under a lot of stress right now. Ain't nobody said nothing about how they doing mentally. Man, what type of fucking psychology are they playing on us, man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how you feel when the George Floyd shit happened? As in the verdict?
Man, it's supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. But look at what they charging him with. He ain't getting charged with the shit that he did. Now they got a whole nother video. This nigga been doing this shit. He did to somebody else.
We saw that.
Yeah.
He did.
Somebody else. 17 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. That's what he do. He do that. He you thinking nobody at the fucking station been working with this nigga 15
Lieta
years?
Know the department
that he the one that do that type of shit. They all know that.
Mm-hmm. It's just that he got caught on tape this time.
He's been on tape.
Yeah.
The kid was on tape.
But by the time you hear about this shit, it's already 2-3 years old, man. Mm-hmm. Come on, bro. These motherfuckers shot dude. They killed dude down there on Metropolitan at the Wendy's. This motherfucker burned the Wendy's down. It wasn't 2 weeks before Wendy's had that shit back up. Mm-hmm. That shit crazy, man.
Words from Carlos Miller. Big good facts. Game and big facts.
Them big facts.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right. Which is different than empathy, yeah. Right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But again, and I'll leave it a lot of this. what can an individual, everybody ain't going to be on the same shit overnight. What can an individual do to do better, in your opinion?
Hey, man, the same time we spend on the ignorant shit, this rap music, these Instagram hoes, these clothes and these Jordans and shit, nigga, we got to put just that much into knowing about the world, too, nigga. Mm. You need to throw some education on your page, and you find somebody that's interesting to you. One of these, you know what I mean? One of these brothers who's speaking the knowledge. It ain't got to be Sean King or whoever the popular person is if you disagree with them, but you do need to find somebody with a different perspective on some shit that you respect, because that's what we lacking at, bro. They think that we just, they think we really live in stereotype. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like we could be, we, they don't understand that we do have the capability to multitask, nigga. I could be sad about George Floyd and look at these hoes at the same time to make me feel better. But that don't mean that these hoes got my attention more than this shit that's real to me as a black man. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, we
need distractions because it's hard. Mm. But don't let the distractions distract us, nigga. You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. We're not just focused on the bullshit. People know exactly what's going on, but it's to the point where it doesn't happen so much. Everybody like, I don't want to watch this shit. I don't want to see this shit no more. That's not going to stop it from happening. Shit. We got to respect each other more, man, and communicate. Nigga, it used to be against the law for us to speak to each other, stand outside and have a conversation. Nigga, this was illegal. Nigga, this is, you know what I'm saying? They had laws against this. We 100 years behind in communication.
And that goes back to
talking to each other.
How the sheriff's badges were the slave catcher's badges, and it's still the same design.
What they got to do with what we talking about right now?
He's talking about how it was illegal. Shut up.
That shit really ain't got nothing to do with it. Okay. I ain't trying to be funny and then like
that. You got to open the lines of communication up, man. And let, you know, once we could get these motherfuckers to understand that it can't be us against us because it's everybody else against us.
Already.
You get what I'm saying? That shit, we got to do a lot of shit in-house first and work from the inside.
For sure.
We got to get these rappers quit killing each other. We got to stop promoting all this bullshit. And it's not that we promote the bullshit more than the real shit. It's just that we got to give the right shit the right attention. And it's all our fault. But it's not our fault because we really live in our lives and we force to have to do some shit don't nobody else have to do. You get what I'm saying? It's like, it's just like, you know, we don't get the luxury of just being Americans and living our life and being worry free. We got to stay alive too, bro. Ain't nobody else. Like, we got to improve our quality of life. Every time we do something, we don't need somebody fighting. We don't need somebody shooting this up. We need to celebrate when we do have events that are successful like that. No incident. Ain't no ladies get disrespected tonight. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas kept their hand to themselves. Niggas got in and got out.
Yeah.
We need to celebrate that type of shit and promote the people that throw events like that. You get what I'm saying? Because we got gems all throughout our culture. But it's up to us to, you know, give them the same light that we get the negativity.
Big facts. Carlos Miller, man. Big shouts out to you, the 85 South Squad. What you got coming up?
You tell me it ain't all jokes.
Man, it's real shit in that too. What I got coming up? 85 South. Every Friday, dropping some dope podcasts.
Yeah. How long y'all been doing that now?
Shit, this year six.
Oof.
I think it's six.
Six or
no, it might be seven
because
we just lost. It might be
so. It started as a podcast.
It'd be six.
Podcast or just like it started as a podcast. It
started right here like this, man. We're sitting around talking shit,
but putting it out as a podcast.
Yeah.
Damn. So y'all got on the podcast shit early.
Yeah, man. Because it's just like people need these media platforms, bro. They want to see black people do everything. They want to see us talk about big facts and big titties, and they want to hear a cooking show, and they want to hear from the athletes. Bro, we are just interesting people, and we need all of these outlets. You get what I'm saying?
Facts.
It's the media game. So people like, you know, a lot of people drive and shit over the road, truckers and people work at warehouses. They can't listen to music all day. They run out of shit.
Yeah.
But they want to be in the conversation like this. They'll listen to, you know, us. You know what I'm saying? A lot of different people, so I love the media podcast game. Right. That's why I started fucking with it heavy.
found the right formula with my niggas and we ran with it.
Mm. What about the show? The live show?
Oh man, that shit is a whole nother enterprise. Like, we didn't know that they, man, I was watching some clips before, like when we was first about to start doing that shit. No idea that that shit would grow to what it was right before the pandemic hit. Man, I was looking at a clip and they only had about 10,000 people in that motherfucker. Mm.
Like, everybody laughed.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Shit. Just, like, yeah. Just to create our own lane like that. Not, you know what I'm saying? Not necessarily that it's just some shit that we did first or no shit like that. It's just that the way that we did it, it hadn't been done like that. Mm. So just to be able to create that shit from studio scratch, nothing, and to take it to that level is amazing. I still can't believe that shit sometimes.
Shit, believe it. What about the Wild Night shit?
It's about to come back, man. Popular demand has brought the show back. Shout out to all the fans and shit like that. It's just, who knows, man? They about to do it. I'm about to get in there. I'm not saying, like, I'm not doing it. I'm just there. The people who make the decision to do it have decided to do it.
Have decided to do it. Yeah. Right. And you will probably be a part of it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I ain't never really just been their favorite nigga down there. Anyway.
Why not?
Like, I don't think they get me. You know what I'm saying? Like, not necessarily the people on the show, like the people who run the business. You get what I'm saying? They don't get it. Mm. They don't understand the type of love that my niggas get in the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really be around the niggas that support me, the fans. You know what I mean? Like, motherfuckers who want to see me do well. And they don't understand how long my reach is. You get what I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah, it usually happens like that.
It's fine with me because I already knew what it was. I peeped the scheme on the first day. So I was like, all right, I get it. But they don't, like, it ain't but a handful of motherfuckers who do a lot of shit outside of that show. And they don't, like, we do that shit like 1 month a year. Mm. I got other shit to do for the whole other 11. And I think they kind of, you know what I'm saying? They kind of conflict shit sometimes. They be like, where's your mind really? Man, your fucking business.
Yeah, as long as I fulfill my responsibilities here, nothing else.
I feel like the middle child sometimes. You see how they tried to find me? The streets was like, fuck that. Big facts.
Like the podcast.
Right, but it's like the same shit that made people love me, as you know, from the other side, made them people like, hey, I don't know about this guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't switch it up, though.
I can't, though. That's what they don't understand. Man, it's hard to play both sides, though, because you could be on, say, for instance, you fuck with these folks, right? The shit, like, if, say, for instance, if I tried to switch, like we was talking, if I tried to change, the motherfuckers who, like, I got more people who love the nigga that I am than would love the nigga I would
that
be
you
trying to be.
Trying to pretend
like,
to be.
Then if you switch on Nefo see like, oh man, damn, then they start going this way, then you get up here, Nefo really don't accept you how Nefo did. You can't even go back up.
That's what I was saying. You just did. Why would I change for some motherfuckers who ain't gonna like me anyway?
Some maybe shit.
Yeah! That's the whole shit. Mm. The whole philosophy. And it apply to everything, man.
Really. Big facts for Carlos Miller, man. We appreciate you pulling up, man.
Hey, we're getting y'all in the trap.
We coming to the trap. As soon as we get our invite, we pulling up. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all invited to the trap, bro.
We invited to the trap, y'all. Y'all
officially invited.
I can't wait to get
to
in
the
there.
Trap, man.
Y'all just let us know when. I'm ready.
Yeah.
Definitely do that. I have my people call, what's the name? Cheesy.
Cash.
What in the fuck?
Cashies. I have my people reach out to Cashies and them.
Hey, well, I'm going to say, but this shit show shit, man. Like, you just left us out there like that?
Yeah, what's happening?
Y'all,
what's
that shit fucked up, bro. What
happened? What's happening, Carlos?
What happened?
I am one of the fucking four founders of the shit show.
So where you going?
I ain't went nowhere. I had to go out there and expand the brand. You didn't know I've been on a marketing campaign. I had to go around the world so people could give a fuck about me. So when I show up, we could sell out real fast.
Okay.
It was so all part of the scheme.
Need you. Y'all selling out back then, though.
Huh?
Y'all was selling out back then.
Nigga, the venue got bigger. Okay. It did. This is not an Atlanta show.
The shit show is worldwide. Big we got fact. Motherfuckers in Germany. Shit show. We got people around the world knowing about the shit show. That's what, that's my department. Yeah. I was telling them.
Yeah.
I had my hoodie on. Yeah. It was like, what's this shit show? You got to come to Atlanta now. Bring back black.
We got to get you in there, bro.
Bro, oh,
this is a legendary.
A four show, founder, man. You said it, bro. You said the first founder. One, bro.
Yeah.
First 10, first 3, 4, 5. Let's exactly. get it. Man.
You know I ain't going nowhere. So sure. They fucking shut the world down and shit.
Yeah.
That shit for everything.
Pimping and things like that. I just had, you know, we had to make calculated moves out here in these streets to keep the lights on this shit.
Big
know?
Facts.
The creative lights. You know. So I just had to go do a tour right quick with my partner Mike Epps and Country Wayne and DC Young Fly and Mark Curry and Mike Blackson. We were doing some arena shit, you know what I'm saying? Safely.
When is it coming to Atlanta?
May the 7th.
Can I get can I get some all access? No, I'll be by myself. I just need a little credential,
I think most of them sold out. I talked to Mike.
Please, sir.
I'd appreciate it. See what's up, man. And much success to y'all. Keep doing it, man. Y'all done had some legends come through here already and drop some gems, some big facts over here.
There's another one today, man. Another one today.
Shout out to the big homie Kodak, young ass.
Shout out to the big homie South and Kodak.
Kodak, man. Nigga too young to be my big homie. Nigga young than a motherfucker.
Got his shit together.
Young old nigga.
Y'all check us out online, www.bigfactspod.com. Salute to Carlos Miller. Of course, y'all check out that 85 South show.
Yeah.
Salute.
Shout out to all Jay's exes that she still love and nurture.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.